But he eventually had us doing it.
Yeah.
And then there was Jay Payton,
and my chant was, JJ, make them pay, Ton.
I like that.
That was good. And then there was Melvin Mora.
I don't remember this.
And my chant was, Mora Runza.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one? All right. Well, it took three to get there. So
I don't remember that at all.
That concludes Rob's terrible baseball chant.
Rob, have you ever gone to a baseball game and all your friends just abandoned you?
I went to a game in Philly watch the Mets versus Phillies. And for people who aren't into baseball, that's like a very heated rivalry. Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia sports fans are nuts.
Mm-hmm. When was this?
Not too long
like
ago.
Two years ago, something like that.
I remember when I used to go, it was like 80% Mets fans because the Phillies were terrible.
No,
now the Phillies
are
good.
It was after the Phillies already won the World Series.
Yeah,
I feel like the year after they won the World Series.
Uh-huh.
And like the looks people gave, even when I was like starting to cheer for a Mets, or if I forget like a passive joke chant that I made, like the stares of like, I'm going to stab you.
Yeah, I've had guys throw like beer bottles at me and shit.
What did you do?
Well, they were fucking 90 rows up. You know, I was walking away to get to take a piss or something, and I'm walking down the concourse, and a guy from a seat threw a fucking, like a plastic, some fucking bottle right at my head and hit me in the head.
Oh, my God.
So I went to look, like my animal instinct, but then, like, there was like 90,000 people up there. I don't know who fucking threw that at me. They're dickheads.
One time I was at a Met-Giants game. This was like in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. It was a doubleheader on opening day, and the Giants won both games. And there was one Giants fan. I went with Lonnie, our friend Lonnie from the show. And there was one Giants fan in the crowd. He had like this old-school Giants jacket, and he was being really obnoxious. So as we were leaving, Lonnie spit on his jacket. We were like seven rows or something behind him, so the guy like had no idea that it even happened. But he got him good. He spit right.
Yeah,
it's
like, all right, let's get out of here.
There.
Dusty Rhodes' lip asked you, was the Giants fan Chris Russo?
Oh, my God, I wish. We had pretty shitty seats. I would think Chris Russo would have had better seats. But
it's possible.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, the Philly fans are dickheads.
Yes.
We have a caller. Oh, my God. By the way, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Lines are open. Who do we have on the line here?
I'm getting there.
813, what's your name? Where are you from?
Aaron from Florida.
What's up, Aaron from Florida?
Nothing, just calling to listen to the show.
You're listening and you're interacting. This is like a 2-for-1 deal. Where else can you get this kind of interaction? Nowhere.
Well, actually, since I'm here, I have a question for you, Rob.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear this. What's up?
Where the fuck is my mobile site?
What?
What?
Oh. First of all, I didn't know I owed you a mobile site.
I remember talking to Noah like in January, and you guys were like raving, "Oh, you guys are gonna change the site. It's gonna be a metal injection site." Like in January, and it's
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a Resound. I have an Android phone.
It's up for every kind of phone except Resound.
That's the problem. It's really your phone. No, actually, it's funny. No, we're going to work on a mobile-friendly version of the website, but it does take time. Because
this is metal injection after all.
And there's only one person on the web development staff who also happens to be the guy writing all the blogs.
Are you guys still trying to find someone to do Android programming since you have the iPhone app?
Yeah, we definitely need an Android developer.
Are you one?
If you know anybody. Is this your way of asking for a job?
Please help.
No, I'm just wondering.
This guy's very demanding with his absolutely free ad-supported content.
Yeah.
I go on the site all the time. It's just it for some reason I thought you guys were working on it because when I load the site on my phone, it just doesn't load the background. Everything is just a straight line of links. So I didn't know if you were working on it already.
Weird.
What a subtle insult.
No, he's saying that there's no style sheet. I understand what he's saying.
Questioning your style, Rob.
I don't think Aaron is being demanding. It just shows that he's enthusiastic.
No,
he
I understand, Aaron. I appreciate
read
your
the
passion.
Website all the time.
All
right, but there's a way to go about it. And then there's also like, hey, where the fuck is the mobile site, Aaron?
Where's my mobile site?
Where's
didn't mean any harm by it.
It's okay, Aaron. I appreciate your passion.
He's lying. I see it in his face.
I like that he considers metal injection his website.
Rob, I can't get the site to load on my Nextel.
There's no web browser on
God
the Nextel.
Damn it.
Yo, by the way, Sid, I chirped you before. You didn't hit me back. That's good.
I can't get it to load on my beeper, Rob.
No, but hopefully very soon we will have a mobile friendly version. And we definitely want to do an Android version, but I have an Android app. But
yeah.
Been able to find a good developer for that.
All right. Another random question. This one's for 3D. I want to know what he's most excited for on WrestleMania next week and if you guys are going to start the show early or not.
Oh, that's a good point. We are going to start the show early.
Is your name 3D, Rob?
Oh.
Aaron, yes, we are going to start the show earlier next week.
Wait, hold on. Why is your question to Darren far more polite than your question to me?
Because he inspected the Darren.
I know you.
Why are you humble?
Why are you the humble, the Rob?
You say 3D, you come down to the Georgia with me and the Nancy. But then you kill it to Daniel.
Why?
So yes, we're going to start go 5 to 7, but we're going to actually do it like from 10 to 5 to 10 to 7. Is that what you said, or are you kidding?
Yeah, no, we should do it like that. Yeah.
All right. So probably
4:50 to 6:50
Eastern time.
Eastern Standard are going to be doing the live
stuff. And then we're going to get off on time and watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What I'm excited about the most, I would say, is the Punk Jericho match.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the best match, probably.
Who is your favorite superstar currently? Anyway, you always seem to talk about I watch it, but you never really mention anything current.
Yeah,
I am kind of old. No, I'm not that enthused about the product right now. No, I love CM Punk. I like Jericho, even though he's not he's not Tiger Man.
The Jericho-troll.
I like Dolph Ziggler a lot.
But he's getting buried now badly.
Yeah.
I started liking The Miz right before he became a jobber.
Mark Henry I liked a few months ago.
Now he's a jobber too.
Monica, who's your favorite superstar?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Wrestling.
Yeah, too much wrestling. We should save this for our non-existent wrestling podcast.
No, I don't. Stacey Keibler's a wrestler.
Yeah.
So, that's all I know.
Keibler.
I like Stacey Keibler.
Wait, what is it?
Keibler.
Like the elf.
Yeah.
But now she's dating George Clooney.
Monica knows her.
I should say Cody
that's
Rhodes.
That's right. That's how I know.
Cody Rhodes I'm a big fan of also.
Yeah.
That's about it on the roster.
Do you have a question for Noah, Aaron? Is anything about Noah that you want to know?
Oh, Kofi Kingston, too. Go ahead.
Not really.
Sid? Anything for Sid?
Well, Sid, do you have any bands to recommend for someone just getting into hardcore or punk?
You want current ones or just any bands that I like?
Falconer.
In general, because I've been listening to Agnostic Front, Black Flag, but then I'm listening to newer based hardcore, Trapdom, but I really haven't found anything. I'm still trying to find stuff.
Trash Talk, get into Trash Talk, you will like them.
Of older stuff, I would say Minor Threat, Bad Brains.
I like Bad Brains.
Circle Jerks. Poison Idea.
Blink-182.
Fugazi, if you want to expand your mind.
Newfound Glory.
311.
Please. Speaking of Blink-182, Sid, when you do your crappy punk playlist from the 90s, are you planning on putting any Nimrod-based Green Day?
Oh, God, that was my least favorite. That was my least favorite album. That was
Dookie.
Yeah, I'd probably stick with Dookie or 39 Smooth.
You should do Paper Lanterns.
Yeah, though actually that was from the 80s, so I don't know if that officially counts.
How fuck old are Green Day now?
Yeah, too old. They should stop. But probably something off of Dookie I would do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If I had
bye.
The way, and thank you for all the questions. And this was a really good call, but I'm amazed that the one person who has the most interesting stuff to talk about, you just glossed right over her.
No.
I don't want to answer his question anyway now.
Oh.
Well, I mean, what else can you talk about besides, squirting and her certificate?
Isn't that enough? Jesus.
I have a lot of stories, but I'm not going to share them with you.
You guys very negative on Noah.
I know, and I tried to...
No, I...
Bye.
Oh! Wow.
First of all, I'll let him hold because I know he's listening.
Okay.
But he's muted now.
How kind of you. By the way, I didn't goodbye you. I have to play the song when she hangs up on you. I don't support that, but. Just in the chat, I'd like to clarify. I was scoffing at Agnostic Front, not Black Flag. I'm not really an NYHC fan. Sick of it all, yes, but that's about it, really.
Yeah, you don't like
Gorilla Biscuits.
The Cro-Mags, you don't like them either.
Nah,
I like the Cro-Mags.
It's too meatheady. I don't know. There's really not much to it. It's just thug.
Well, you like S.O.D.,
music.
Don't you? That's meatheady.
Yeah, for the humor of it. Most like Agnostic Front didn't really have humor.
Yeah, that's true.
If S.O.D. was just like, yeah, unity, man, kids in the streets, and sounded the way they sound, then I would have no interest.
That is
but
annoying.
They're fine.
Scott Ian and S.O.D.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stormtroopers of Death?
Yep.
Yeah, and Agnostic Front is the guy that's in Anthrax now, right? Oh, no, that was Armored Saint.
Anthrax.
Also, I wanted to talk about the High Times thing that I was invited to last week in further detail, because I don't think I expressed the ridiculousness of it enough on the phone last week. So I definitely did not bring a lighter, which was the dumbest thing. Total,
how could you?
Total faux pas. If you ever get invited to a weed party, you have to bring a lighter, and it would benefit you to bring a pipe as well. But there were smoking apparatus there. Just no way to light them.
I imagine the whole room stopping, like you said, oh, I forgot my lighter.
You know what happened? We kept mooching other people's lighters, like borrowing it for a light.
Yeah.
And then eventually everyone was so stoned that like this one guy who we mooched a lighter from forgot about it. And we had a lighter. We got a lighter going. So much weed. But also, okay, I feel like I am a massive pothead. I love pot, but there's this pot culture that I realize I am not a part of at all.
Right.
Like
what?
Just the type of people that were there are people that are so cliche, but I would never expect that someone actually exists. For example,
were they wearing hemp clothing?
Yes, there was a white Rasta. Irish, like white, pale.
You live
pale
in Williamsburg.
White.
You don't see white Rastas for
I don't know.
Wannabe Rastas, not real. Rastas.
Yeah, he looks so. And of course,
he was like Gary Oldman in True Romance.
He was way. I mean, I didn't ask him. I didn't speak to him, but he was definitely like a vegetarian vegan because he was only munching on like celery and the hummus, like avoided probably gluten free too.
Is it modest
farting?
No. But then also, as you know, like everyone's just sharing weed, everyone's sharing pipes, and the people, like I'm focusing on smoking weed. But then you turn to your left and you're like, who the fuck is this weird person? There was this woman, had to be 70 years old,
oh my God.
80 years old, pot leaf tattoo on her arm, on her shoulder blade.
That's someone's great grandmother.
Fucking totally like this. This dress that was exposed the shoulders, boobs out, like totally.
Did you tap that, Rob?
Free spirit.
Picks?
You know what?
Picks?
I was kind of considering.
No, you were not.
I would never do it, but I'm like,
picks?
This chick's totally asking for it. This chick. This whole
she's wearing a hoodie.
It's like she stayed the same exact person from 20 to 90.
Yeah, and like this was a huge party, and like there were these people in the corner with like shades on that looked like weird Asian mafia people, and I feel like that's the type of party you could only really hang out at for 20, 30 minutes, because after that, we smoked so much weed, I was so high that I just started getting paranoid.
Wait,
like,
you reached your tolerance?
Wow.
There's only so much you could smoke in so many different ways.
Never thought I'd hear you say that.
Really?
You're slipping.
Yeah, pussy.
I was smoking out of a volcano, and like the premium volcano with like the crazy like heat clock in there, and then there was this device, this electronic pipe. It was the classiest, greatest way to smoke marijuana I've ever smoked marijuana. Because there's like, okay, it's a pipe. It's shaped like a Sharpie, not a Sharpie, but you know those like highlighter, like a highlighter sort of, but like the longer ones, the black ones.
Yeah.
And then there's like a button in the middle of it that's like, it lights the weed, it sparks it up, and then the pull is so smooth.
Mm.
And from filling the chamber, you can get 250 hits.
What?
Out of it. And
from how much weed?
I overheard this conversation with the owner of this invention. Was at this party showcasing his. It was like when
like
you go to a trade show.
Yeah,
it's
like
a
weed expo.
Yeah, exactly. that was the most mind blowing part of it all. Like I am on the cutting edge of inhalation technology.
Did you get to try the IV weed drip?
Oh, I would have. No, but then, and this guy was fucking like a 70-year-old, like, businessman.
A lot of 70-year-olds at
that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I was kind of wondering I was stepping back and I'm like, I wonder if this old hippie chick is going to try to score with the inventor of this pipe. Because she was hitting the pipe too, and she was also, really impressed with it. I'm like, this could be her dream boat. A guy that makes her new ways to smoke.
He's
pot.
Probably getting much younger pussy than
yeah,
me, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you know what they say, if there's snow on the roof, put a log in the fireplace.
the saddest part of all is somebody was like, I will buy one right now. Where can I get it? And he's like, oh, we don't sell them. We're a wholesaler to, they just sell to those places in California.
Oh, yeah.
Dispensaries. Thank you. Stores. Yeah, so you would have to have a license to buy these things. So if someone can buy me one, I believe the brand is Fusion.
Wow.
By the way, Dusty Rhodes' lip said you wandered into Lemon Party.
it might have trailed into a Lemon Party had we stayed.
Oh, no.
But I don't know.
How did you get invited to that?
The editor of High Times is just always around at parties.
Oh. He's important.
I thought it was just based on haircut.
So cool.
No, and then, I've smoked with him before, and then a friend of mine got me into it the year before, and so I just emailed him and was like, hey, you guys do another one of these tastings, and I had a plus one, so I took a fan.
So tell us about when you all got into the van and went to a Grateful Dead show.
Well, the silliest thing is just that at 4:20, everybody's like, guys, it's 4:20! And I was like, scrambling to get weed, like it was like New Year's.
Scrambling to get weed. How far away could it have been?
Like, everyone needed like a pipe or a joint in their hand, like something.
So what did you do since you didn't have neither a lighter or a pipe?
By that point, we were cool.
Okay.
We were
cool. That's they'd stolen 8 lighters from people, and they all forgot about it.
We were selling lighters on the black market at that point.
It was Rob was doing a lighter auction.
I loved it. There was even a paper sponsor, which I think is amazing. Raw Papers provided, like, they just shipped over, 50...
Seems reasonable. Why
yeah,
is that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Totally reasonable. It was great. It was the highlight of my trip. I had that and barbecue in the same day.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I made sure to wipe all the barbecue off my face before I left the establishment. Thank you very much, guys.
Hey, Noah. Hey, I didn't
hey,
make the barbecue.
Keep It Wolfson confirmed that you did have barbecue
Keep
on your
Keep It Wolfson
shirt.
Was totally just trying to impress you guys and be cool.
Good, he should. That's what everybody should do.
He right? sold me out, Wolfson, because I...
He didn't. He stood up for you.
Kippen
he said you're a great guy.
You hear that, Kippen?
After a while, he was like, no, I can't. Rob is great.
Sounds like we got a beef going on here.
Yeah, keep it. You are never invited. You'll never get yourself into a High Times party again.
Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Yeah, keep it.
Or that holds the joint for you.
Don't bite the hand that weeds.
Yeah. Early episode title contender.
Okay.
I like it.
Hand that weeds.
All right. Let's hit up a music break. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, our food's here.
Damn.
I'm going to start out with a little Meshuga. They have a new album coming out tomorrow, Monday.
I wouldn't say Meshuggah is little. Their songs are pretty long.
That's a radio talk. That's
The song's only 7 minutes long, so it's a little Meshuggah.
A little ditty from Meshuggah.
Got a little Meshuggah for you.
This is my favorite track off the album, and it's amazing. I got high here at Noah's house. We blasted the entire album really loudly and got really high and really took it all in. And
so good.
We suggest that you do the same.
Tomorrow,
when it comes out.
There it is.
Or just just extract the audio of this song, since Rob says it's the best one, and just listen to it for free. You don't have to buy the album.
Actually, you can go to iamalik.com and listen to the whole album.
Oh,
they're
there you go.
It.
Sid does is taking money to do anti-advertising.
Yeah.
Don't buy this.
Anonymous sponsors me.
All right, let's check out some Marrow right now on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the program that found Levy Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Hello, Home Slices. You're about to hear a new Metal Injection live cast, but before we get to that, there's been a lot of talk lately of obsessive fans of the show stalking cast members, and I'd like to address it right now. Groban, leave me alone. I don't love you anymore. Got it? Here's the show. More duty jokes per half hour. Than the number of combined gray pubes on the stage during a Metallica performance. It's the Metal Injection live cast. And it returns. Now.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection Live cast. Here we go.
We are back for hour number dos. Dos hours.
That's I noticed in the bathroom that I have a stain on my boob, and it's like at the worst spot.
Oh, not so it's not on your boob, it's on your shirt.
Okay, on my shirt.
By where your
where
nipple
my,
would be.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you were staining your boob.
Is that nipple blood?
No, it's my salad dressing. My salad dressing fell on it.
What salad dressing is that? Ketchup?
Ginger dressing?
Oh. If you insist.
I think it's soy sauce, maybe.
I think you've got a bloody nipple.
Well, let's just talk about the music.
Yeah, so my blood is orange.
For a second, we heard Symptom of the Universe by Black Sabbath. Just now, right before that, was I Hate God with Dixie Whiskey. Before that was Joppa Cowboy with their new track, Black Discharge. And then a little SOD for Sid.
Thank you.
United Forces.
Lots of discharges happening on the live cast.
Not really sure what that's about, but okay.
You smell
Do you guys
it,
get discharge? Because sometimes girls just get discharge during the day.
Discharge meaning what?
Like discharge liquid vaginal from your...
cock?
From the peepee?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Well, uncircumcised guys get smegma, but that's it.
I know.
I didn't really get
cheese, right?
Dick cheese.
I never got smegma until, not until. If I would go like 3 days without a shower, I would get smegma.
Okay.
But not regularly.
Why would you go 3 days without?
Did you
a
ever
shower?
Smell
times
it?
Times when I was sick or whatever.
Did you ever smell it? Did it smell terrible?
No, I wouldn't want it anywhere near my
Did
nose.
You
out of curiosity.
No.
Your Come face on. Looks so excited about that question.
No.
Rob,
the thing of the
curious.
Past,
you're circumcised, right? So you
yes.
can't. You don't have smegma to taste.
I did have smegma once, but I never tasted it.
How did you have smegma?
I have no idea.
In
I didn't
cake
even...
form.
No, it was just
at the bakery. I went. Down,
yeah. Oh, were you just eating Twinkies naked, maybe, and some dropped?
Yeah. It came. I bought some hashish, and it actually wasn't hashish. It was smegma.
All
right. I just had some buildup. It was kind. Of, it was really
build up
gross.
Where? What?
In my skin on my penis.
Like on the shaft or on the head or in the hole?
But like on the shaft. Like,
have you not
like
showered for a while?
There's an no. I honestly, I didn't really like my. I guess my my bris wasn't the neatest. So there's like
you
this,
got a sloppy dick.
There's like a little.
I am learning a little too much about Rob
right
now.
Sloppy dick.
No, I'm definitely uncut, but there's like a little like piece under my dickhead. On the bottom side, try to imagine this.
I just ate.
And where it's like a little extra foreskin. So, not foreskin, a little extra skin on the...
So it's like a mud flap for your cock.
It's not, like, it doesn't flap. It's just, you know, it extends
like
out.
A penile goiter.
How did we get on this?
An antler?
So anyway, some
really
smegma formed
the
in there once.
Oh,
and it was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
It was really painful.
I don't
know
if I can be your friend anymore.
Do you use it as a pocket to hold stuff?
I got
like
it
a chip
clip.
Carrier change.
I got it in the ring around like
it's not
between
that big
the head
at all.
And the dick, the shaft. But not no very rare. Like the rare times in my life when I would have some if I was out like partying somewhere and didn't come home, like 48 hours passed, maybe a little bit.
What about when you have morning wood?
What about it?
Do you get
discharge? No.
Yeah.
The morning wood is not like a regular erection. I think we've talked about this before. But you
so pre-cum is considered discharge?
Well, it is a discharge.
Then yes, I discharge all the time.
Ew.
I'm discharging as we speak.
I don't know why I'm even asking it.
Yeah, no.
I think I'm just asking it because I want to know, but I don't know if I want to know it from you guys.
You started this conversation about discharge and then turned into smegma or whatever.
Is that better than poop, though, Monica?
Maybe a little better than poop.
Okay.
So we're making her more comfortable. Town makes a good point. Pre-cum is like the intro on a hip-hop album. Everyone just ignores it.
That's not true. The first Biggie album, the intro is awesome. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
and the other one
big
too.
Plans, big plans.
But what? the one on Ready to Die when they robbing that house.
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Both of the and the one on the Jay-Z Black album is good.
Mm.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, Shankle.
Nas,
get your shit together. By the way, are we doing that finally, the hip hop playlist or what?
Why you said you were gonna make it?
Yeah,
I didn't know it was this week.
Dad, you can do whatever you want. Whenever you want, you can do it.
Well, every week I come here and someone's talking about, oh, I'm going to do this next week, and I got a great, you know, punk playlist and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
How about you, well, Dave Hill might be on the show next week.
So he's going
to
see.
So I was going to ask him to do the playlist.
Uh-huh.
But then the following week, it's all you.
Okay.
Darren, so, we can boot Dave Hill for you.
Yeah. Also, you can just make the playlist and just send it to me just so I have it in queue.
Okay.
So that when... the time
maybe
arises.
He'll forget his music.
I'm going to invite Sid also to help.
Well, I'm
me
not going
to
be here the next 2 weeks.
So you can be represented and then put on the playlist. Unless you want to be here when it's on.
I'll just email you some requests.
We'll have some Jeru the Damager for you.
Nice. Come clean. It's a hit.
Any big L?
That's all I'm giving up. I'm not going to.
Fair enough.
Okay. Ice Cube. Mm-hmm.
They're already bemoaning the loss of Sid in the chat.
Yeah.
Is Sean going to show up if Sid isn't going to be there?
God,
well,
no.
Sean is not going to be around
for the next
2 weeks.
Yep.
3 weeks in a row.
Sean is protesting the show.
It's going to be just like BCR. It's going to be me, Noah, and Rob.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Great.
From now.
I'm going to try to see if I get one of the Metal Sucks guys.
What about Bernie?
Bernie?
Can you get Bernie?
I don't know who Bernie is.
We've probably mentioned Bernie.
Oh, we did, because when we played the Ms. Divitelli tapes.
Yeah.
that was pretty good.
Both of the lovable dicks on the show will be gone. So
yes, my dick is very lovable, thank you.
Because it has no smegma on it.
Keep that shit clean, son.
Can we call Sean now? That's a very good question. Yeah. But no, he's at work, he claims.
Well, we could still try to call. If it goes to voicemail, we'll leave a voicemail.
Sean works at MTV.com.
Oh, I don't believe he's working. I think he just didn't want to deal with the commute.
Sean is working on the main page of MTV.com, so if everybody wants to go to the main page and leave feedback on how
just crash it
how like
somehow.
The website is broken, you'll be sort of giving Sean more work. And like try to take a screenshot and like fuck it up and then mail them a screenshot. So they're like, look what it's doing. It's
just
really weird.
Show that like there's a Magruder Grind ad on the main page of MTV.com, because they'll be like, oh, it's that Sean kid. We see him wearing that t-shirt all the time. He's selling us out. Selling out MTV.
You could. Well, I'm not going to give a pro. There's an ad for American Reunion on this thing. I can't believe that franchise is still kicking.
I know.
What is?
Barely.
The American Pie 4th episode.
Oh.
Or is it the 5th?
Am I the only one that didn't fucking like the first one? I feel like
I didn't like
it. Was
it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know why people love it. It's Tara Reid's
whole
career.
I mean, it, for what it was fine, but not worth
it.
It has like cult-like members almost.
Yeah, but
people
yeah,
love that movie.
People that are like 15 years younger than me, they see that as fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's really not. It's just fucking, I don't know. It's not funny, I don't think. I stuck my dick in a pie.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's not.
Very radio of you. I don't get.
All right. Coming up on the next hour.
Listen, virus. You just don't get it because you're old. You're not like me, the gorilla.
Oh, that reminds me. I went to the movies, and I saw Jeff Who Lives at Home.
How was it?
Really good. I really enjoyed it a lot.
I don't even know
which
what
I didn't
that
expect
is.
To at all. We went to. I have my Clearview Cinemas free movie every Tuesday.
Nice.
From being an Optimum cable subscriber. So I'm such a Jew that I have to go to the movie on fucking Tuesday. And we were going to go.
But it's like you and everyone. Isn't
but
it
really
packed
wasn't.
All the time?
It wasn't that packed. No.
Nice.
Most of the Manhattan people don't have cable vision. So the only Clearview Cinema in New York is in Manhattan.
On 23rd Street, right?
Yeah.
I remember going there and it was just like everyone in the ghetto in Queens and me.
Really?
Yes, because the ACE line is right there.
Oh, that's right.
So they just all rode in. I don't remember what it was. We saw some awful movie, but it was you couldn't hear a fucking thing because everybody was talking to
you. Yeah,
the
no,
screen.
This was pretty quiet. It was pretty full, but it wasn't like it was not a rowdy crowd. But that's probably because it was Jeff Who Lives at Home. And
yeah,
not, you know,
that's true.
We were going to go see 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a little
because
bit.
like, I can't pre-order the tickets because I have that stupid free thing. Uh-huh. So we got there and it was sold out already. So that was really good. But they had, what I wanted to say was, they had this trailer in the beginning, like telling you to shut the fuck up, like turning off your cell phones or whatever.
Oh yeah,
but
it's a jingle, isn't it?
No. It was the two guys from the morning show in New York. The fucking what's his name?
Scott Shad.
Oh, yeah.
God.
And they're these two alter cockers. They're like fucking 95 years old. Well, Scott Shannon is like 105. And he, but like, I was, I don't even really have a joke. It's just, he was just so fucking old looking.
What were they saying?
He looked like a mummy. Well, the two of them dressed like superheroes. Mm-hmm. And they go like, you know,
degrading.
We're the morning host guys, but, you know, at night we go to movie theaters and make you shut the fuck up. You know, like, they show them like fucking raped, like beating the shit out of this guy who's talking. He just says like one word to his wife and they start beating his ass.
Yeah, I'm sure they can beat someone's ass.
And then they fucking start taping some guy's mouth shut and whatever. But like, all I could do is focus on Scott Shannon's face because it looks like the mummy. He looks like they caked so much fucking like makeup on his face to make him look under 80.
Awful.
And prosthetics. Probably.
Yeah, if you can Google that, you find that. It's very funny.
So did you turn your cell phone off?
I always do that. I'm courteous. I don't need to be told that.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy.
And the people that need to be told won't do it anyway.
Yes.
That's the point.
Exactly. No, there's been a couple of times and I've forgotten. I mean, and that actually alerts me.
Oh, okay.
But if it was Scott and Todd, I would say fuck you.
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
Not turning my phone off. I'll put it on the loudest.
But what if
setting.
They would start beating you up?
Yeah, imagine. I'd love to get my fucking hands on Scott Shannon. Throw him through the screen.
Oh, fantastic!
Throw him into the next theater.
I knock him out of his walker. And
it'd be like Pedro Martinez versus Don Zimmer.
I'll put him in the camel clutch. Fuck his ass. And make him humble. He's worse than the Michael Jackson. Yeah. What else is going on?
Dave Mustaine was interviewed by Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
InfoWars.
I never got to watch that.
I never watched it. Should we just watch it live on air?
Well, there might be lulls, though. Like, you might actually ask him about Megadeth and shit.
We could fast forward.
Okay.
How long? It's like an hour long.
It's an hour interview. We have an hour left in the show.
Do you want to just, I mean, I'm sure. I'm
we
sure.
Could, we, could fl- we don't have to watch the whole thing, but I feel like there has to be some good material here.
I'm sure most of the people know who Alex Jones is, but do you want to just.
Well, do you want to? I barely know who he is.
He is a radio host that believes in, like, conspiracy shit. Like, 9/11 was done by George Bush and Obama, and, you know, that the government's trying to poison us, and cell phones cause cancer, and, you know, at, like, the Federal Reserve, and everything like Ron Paul says and all that shit. So, that's him. And he, I don't know, he's got, like, a lot of YouTube followers and listeners. Whatever.
Yeah, Nick is a big fan of his.
Yep.
It was here last
But time. I was actually talking to Nick, and he was like, he thinks Alex Jones is, like, a plant by the real conspiracy people.
Oh, shit!
Like, to make conspiracy theorists look like idiots.
Wow.
Which, to me, is more plausible than he's that stupid.
Nick is taking it to another level.
He's through the looking glass.
Yeah.
So it's
12. In North America, we ended.
Can you pause it? Because this is good. I got to read this. Shankletown said Dave Mustaine would have shot Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
He may have. Well, he may have just tried to stick a plug in Trayvon Martin. God.
Who do you sell, but who's buying? In other countries and stuff like that. But this is the end of the beginning of this year. We started on Philadelphia on the East Coast and worked up into Canada and across Canada pretty well.
I'm sure it was like, how's it going? You just finished your tour, right?
Yeah, someone just made a good point. Why would Dave Mustaine even go on that show?
Any publicity is good publicity?
No, he's friends with Alex Jones, I'm pretty sure.
So does he believe like 9/11?
Yeah. Yeah, he's an Alex Jones supporter, for sure.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Dave. Come on, I'm embarrassed for you.
Or is Megadeth getting bigger than ever? Because I hear about it all the place. I hear a lot on the radio. You guys are so prolific.
Let's get off of this.
Prolific.
But prolific. The fact that when people discover a band in the very beginning, that's the band that they hold on to. Like those guys and Metal Is Us guys. So when Johnny came, I've always cared about him, even during, you know, the period we went through.
Boring.
Estranged from each other, you know, sometimes to talk. And God's timing just wasn't right.
Yeah,
you know,
this is whack. Let's get
sorry,
to where
I go
he
to
fucking...
work when I have to. I go to court when
has
I have to.
Has he ever talked about, like...
Oh, here we go.
God. You know, I'll couple times to talk, and God's timing just wasn't right.
Talk about God.
And when the time was right, it was effortless. He came in, he started playing. I was
God did?
Through my
oh,
head,
no.
Kind of, oh. Trying to, like, trying to clandestinely check him out, see if he was, you know, having trouble or if he wasn't into it or if he was enjoying himself or whatnot.
This is Dave Ellison.
And it was pretty cool because it, you know, give or take, you know, some hair color.
What? What happened?
Towards each other.
Buffering?
And
I'm just skipping ahead.
Please.
It sounds like when Homer was on hard copy
like that,
and they edited his interview together.
Like, you know, I'm saying, well, yeah, he may have done this, but
I don't like black people.
You wouldn't have to edit that together. I'm sure
that's just how he talks. He just sounds like
that America was founded on, and that we, you know, we have a constitution. I saw a joke the other day. Someone said that, I think Syria was writing a new constitution and that they could have ours because we don't use it anymore. You know, but to get back to the point, you know, I was just talking about the politics like I did when I did Rock the Vote, you know, and the second person who picked up the story said I endorsed Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put out a press release after that that said I never used the word endorsed. I said that I liked the guy because he jumped off the campaign trail to go be with his sick daughter. Now,
what?
That to me, whether you're a football player or a
that's not what he said, though.
If you put your family
first,
part of it.
You get kudos in my book.
He
was like, I support what Rick Santorum's policies are.
You did mention the daughter.
He did, but that's like he's saying like that's the only thing he said.
And you were telling me on the drive over here.
Talking about Metallica.
Well, that it was a testament. To the fact that dreams really do come true.
Well, I think the point that this whole thing is closure. You know, it's very cathartic what took place when we started off. There was three guys that, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do. We just loved playing together. We loved fast and heavy music. And, you know, if you would have told us we would have changed the world and that every guitar playing kid from here to Timbuktu would be playing my style guitar playing.
We would change the world.
Not every kid.
You're out of your mind, you know, but that's
I guess
how
that's
it started. We were a three-piece. James sang. I played guitar. Lars drummed. And we had a bass player at the time that we changed for Cliff Burton, who we really wanted. And, you know, there was a lot of
so he totally just slighted Ron
and
McGovney.
We went
yeah.
our separate ways for
Ron
and
who?
Yeah, but who cares about Ron McGovney?
Well, Ron McGovney issued a statement.
Yeah.
Oh. I wanna load this right now.
Ron McGovney has Google alerts.
Yeah. former Metallica bassist says Dave Mustaine has been quote dissing him in interviews.
How did that word, by the way, become like a white thing to say, dissing? That just fucking, like, now every... If Ron McGovney, 50 years old Ron McGovney
yeah.
is fucking saying that.
Here we go. I really don't understand why a certain former lead guitar player of a band that I played bass in still disses me in interviews.
McGovney said from his Taco Bell job.
saying that they were a three-piece is just ridiculous. He added, I thought we got along well when we saw each other in December. We even shared a dressing room. He can minimize my contribution to the band all he wants. Sometimes he doesn't even mention my name. What he needs to realize is that he came to my garage to try out for this band.
And I'm still in that garage. Nobody shows up anymore. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to make the new Dorito Loco Tacos.
The first song he learned was a song that the singer and I had already played in a previous
the
band.
The singer, so he won't say Hetfield's
yeah.
name? Like, does he think he gets points that it was
it.
His house that they were in?
Yeah, like,
who the fuck cares? Like, they went and did something with their life,
yeah.
and you got kicked out. Stupid.
He even got kicked out of the band when I was still a member. Even though it lasted a couple of days.
I was in Metallica longer!
I wish he would tell the whole story if he's going to talk about that part of his career.
Yeah, tell the whole story. I was in it 2 days longer than him.
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
What does he do now, McGovney? What, like...
Used car dealership. That's my money.
Look
I'm
that
betting.
Up.
I'm looking it up right now.
So Ron McGovney...
I say he's a gym teacher.
Did you see they had Lloyd Grant also on stage with them? The other guy, the black guy that was in
oh,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a black guy in Metallica?
Yeah, for like 10 minutes also, just like Ron McGovney.
Wow.
And like...
Was it longer than Dave Mustaine?
I don't know, but I saw
he
some...
He played in Phantasm.
Yeah, I saw some... I'm sorry, go ahead.
The singer of Hyrax. here we go. He's a high school teacher in Marion, North Carolina.
Wow, so close.
Wow. Do you think any of the kids know that he was in Metallica?
I'm sure he tells them. You've got to set the story straight.
He has two sons, Justin and Tyler.
Okay.
Weird. He came into class one day and he's like, in case any of you guys heard the interview Dave Mustaine did where he dissed me. Yeah. And then everyone in the class raised their hand and is like, excuse me, Mr. McGovney, who's Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, can we do fractions, please? This is boring.
No, put away your acoustic bass. We don't want to hear
perceived
it.
Us, the way that the press perceived us and how we really are.
Being the bassist in Metallica is not really anything prestigious.
When we got back to each other,
they did a whole album without
bass. It's kind of like, you know, we have this relationship that the public sees and that the press has and that we have, you know, as, like the Jacare window, which is... You know, four different perspectives, how I see
Sid
me,
is
how
literally
you see me, how you see me, how you really see me.
I just think we should
thing.
Find the interesting clips
and
play them.
It was necessary.
How do we know where they are?
We have two great bands
I'll volunteer to listen
I was about
to
say, it's fate. We wouldn't have had...
I don't mean now. I mean, we should
we
cut it up.
Oh,
this is too boring. I mean, not. I
know,
appreciate the effort.
I know, it's making me fall asleep, Rob.
Yeah. Don't blame Rob. It was a good idea, but we need to prepare that. I think.
Idea on you.
Think
of
Dave Mustaine talking for an hour. There's going to be a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
In Brazil, when we go down and do our festival, he's going to be on the night or two nights before us.
And they describe it like the Wicked Witch, the boots sticking out.
So
I don't know about that
Alex,
part.
How do
I,
you
I
feel about them putting
fluorine
in
I don't
the water?
Know enough about what happened. I just know that. He was sleeping in one of those European buses with a window next to the
damn European.
Bed. And the bus lurched because it was
for the
back
French.
And forth
Cliff Burton would
ice.
Be alive.
When we hit black ice when we were
he
driving
the Freedom
out.
Bus.
I was still in Metallica. When we drove out to New York, that's why in the first album, Kill 'Em All, why it says, fuck you, Laramie, Wyoming. Because, you know, we crashed in Laramie, Wyoming. It was my turn to drive. You know, I'm a little surfer kid. And
ooh,
I'm driving along, and all of a sudden the truck starts going like this. I'm going, what is happening? And
it's
all of a sudden, it turns around, and then it stops in the middle of the freeway, and 18-wheelers are going, past us, and this Jeep
makes
starts
a great
spinning
horn
towards
sound.
The front of the U-Haul. I pull this guy out of the way and smash him right in the face.
That's probably what he sounds like when he has an orgasm.
I would not have guessed that was a horn. I'd be like, oh, he's straining.
That's not what I said. I fucked up.
Yes, you did, by going on Alex Jones. So that was that. So we should revisit that when we find some funny shit and bits in there.
Absolutely. Okay. By the way, the number to call, tell us your crazy right-wing views, is 646-929-1357.
What are we going to call Sean?
Let's call Sean.
Why?
I don't know, just to irritate him while he works.
Did we ever say why Sean's not here? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, I must have missed that.
You just tune out whenever we talk about Sean, I understand.
No, stop trying to make beef.
We had a pretty long conversation about it.
I remember the conversation, but I didn't know if we mentioned why he's not here.
Because he doesn't like us. Right? Is that what we established?
He blame work, but no, he doesn't think
he likes us, he just doesn't like the listeners.
Sure.
No, he doesn't like the effort that he has to make to come down here.
Yeah, the whole
that's
three train stops. It really sucks.
Yeah. It only takes him like 20 minutes.
Gingers have sensitive skin. The harsh lights of the subway trains hurt him.
All over my penis and face.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
He gets a discharge.
Tons of gay sex.
He gets discharged from that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and smegma.
Let's call him and ask him.
And rape.
He had less.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
What?
Please check the number and dial again.
Sean disconnected his phone because he's listening and he heard that.
He's
I'm going to cancel my account right now.
Unless I don't have his current phone number.
Hello, this is Sean. Damn, what's supposed to answer?
Let's see if this works.
That was a human urinal.
What is that? I don't know. What's going on?
Noah, stop calling me. I'm getting finger banged by my girlfriend.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Did I miss Sean talking about getting finger banged by his girlfriend?
Yeah. Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Doubles. Dub bears.
Oh, well.
I can't believe what an effort he took just to, like, not have anything to do with the show today. He changed his phone number.
Yeah. He quit MTV in case we went down there.
To check.
Slampon says we should call MTV and get patched through.
Call the main desk.
Yeah, if we had that kind of access to MTV, we just call Sway.
I know Sway. He knows. Yeah, he says hi to me in the hallway.
You name dropper, you.
Oh, because he also works at Sirius. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, he works at Sirius, and I was really surprised. He remembered my name and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tap that.
Yeah, he says hello to like every single girl, and like he'll stare you up and down.
He did
right?
that to you too. Oh,
yeah, he always says hello to me.
Mm-hmm.
Would either of you bang Sway?
No.
Really? Really? Why?
Yeah, really.
Don't find him attractive?
No.
At all? Like he's ugly or
not attractive to him?
Number?
Is it personality wise or is it his?
Oh, they did 845.
That's fair. No, I'm just curious.
No.
I got the impression that he was like a ladies' man, kind of. I mean, from what I've heard.
He is. I don't want to sleep with him.
All right. No, I was just asking.
He looks like he has a chode.
What?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
What guy with a chode? I don't know.
8-4.
Noah, do you really think that?
By the way, for anyone listening, a chode is a penis that's wider than it is long. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like a why. Like maybe might. Who knows? But I wouldn't think that from.
I don't know. Maybe it's because he wears that thing on his head.
Maybe
so
he has
funny.
His penis wrapped up in that in that schmata that he wears.
It's his foreskin.
Oh,
gross.
His chode was just so wide that there's just like miles and miles of foreskin.
He had to wrap it up under that turban.
It's a belt. He had a penis belt. Just loops around his pants.
He's got it up his back.
Dying. She's dying.
He's got a cobra.
Now you sort of do want to have sex with him just to see the chode.
Imagine when he takes you home to go have sex with him and he takes the fucking turban
it's
off.
It's like, oh, hold on. Let me unwrap. My foreskin off my head.
What happens when he gets a boner, though, if it's up there?
It turns into a cone. He looks like the cone head.
It's like a snake charmer. It's just fucking the thing goes up, you know?
It'll constrict like a snake around his head and kill him.
Oh, wrong. My God, I can't see Sway in the hallway.
Yeah, you're going to walk by Sway and look at his fucking...
I'm going to be like, hi, Chode. I mean, Sway.
Chode. You're gonna keep staring at his schmato when you talk to him.
So mean.
That's not mean. He's the one wearing a fucking schmato on his head.
I don't know how he finds hoodies that are big enough to like.
Maybe he gets a made special.
Yeah, they're probably customized.
Again with the hoodies. Yeah. I hope Sway doesn't get shot. That would suck.
We should talk about this. A black kid in some part of Florida.
I believe they are African Americans.
By the way, before you do that, someone had a good question. No, it's all right. Does Sway ever take that thing off his head?
I've never seen him without
like
that.
LL Cool J with the hat?
Yeah, or maybe he's like he takes that off in that stupid show he's in.
Does he?
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
He's bald in that. But
he's bald?
Yeah, he shaved his head.
Not
balding. Like he just shaves his head. No, I'm not Sway. LL Cool J.
Oh, LL. Because
Sid just said that. But
they're all the same to these two.
Sway can't be bald with that fucking thing.
I know. I was like, so he puts on a hat that just looks like there's hair.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he went bald when he was 19 and he wears a giant fucking helmet.
No, it's actually.
So people think he has lots of hair.
It's actually Gideon Yeago squatting on his head, just wrapped in a towel.
No, you know what it is? He has Kurt Loder up there. He kidnapped him so that he could take over his job.
It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks in a trench coat. Except it's just MTV people.
MTV News. You hear it first. Let me out of here. It stinks.
There's smegma everywhere.
Oh, Kurt Loder smegma.
It's just me and a chode in here.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it would reach to his helmet head if he had a chode, though. I think it's more likely a fucking Mandingo type of thing.
Do you think he's on that website?
Which one?
Is anyone up
J-Date?
Or whatever?
Oh, is anyone
Slay?
I don't know. Look it up. You got a computer in front of you.
You would know about
now
that
I'm kind
if
of
he
curious.
Was on that site. That yeah. would have been big news.
I feel like Sway is packing. If he's around that kind of like the way he you say he's around women, like you can't do that and then have a teeny weeny because you're gonna get laid.
I think he would do that because you have a teeny weeny, so he's overcompensating.
I don't know. Like if he, I don't know. I guess I could see that maybe.
And but he's so like horny. I think.
How tall is he? Is he a big guy?
I don't think he's taller than you.
Does he have? Well, I'm average height. I'm above average height. When you
yeah, say, I just don't know how tall you are.
I'm
five, not good with
10 and a half.
Yeah, so I feel like he would be around the same height.
Okay, so he does he have nice hands? Did you check his hands out?
Well,
no,
they're black,
well,
so they're not nice to know.
He does a fist pound thing, but I've never looked at.
No,
his hands.
He's got like fat like chody hands.
I just think it's so funny he's talking about his penis so much. I've never thought about it. Like, oh, I wonder what's under
that's
there.
That's all I think about whenever I see guys.
Really?
Is there anyone at Chris Russo? I was going to say, Chris Russo is my next joke, that's why. Is there anyone that serious that you either you find attractive that you don't know, like just celebrities?
What? I don't understand
the question.
Anyone that's serious that you, like, all right, for example, Sway would be the counterexample. Is there anyone you do find attractive?
So, that we work with?
Yeah.
That's
no,
like
not
famous.
That we would know. Not like, you know, the engineer or something.
Someone famous?
Yeah.
Monica, do you have a thing for Lance Bass? I know you're
he doesn't have
yeah.
a thing for you. He's gay.
Oh, I try not to think about that. Why, don't, like, squash my hopes.
Well, isn't he gay? I thought he's
yeah.
openly gay,
oh, yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he is. I'm just joking with
oh, okay.
you. He is openly
sure.
gay, yes.
I thought maybe I was wrong.
No. I'm not attracted
you
to
you could
Lance
probably
Bass.
Get Joey Fatone.
Yeah. Joey
that
Fat One.
Yeah, that wouldn't be difficult.
Maybe. Yeah, if he came in. But I don't think I want Joey Fatone. I
you
want
gotta,
Justin.
You got to catch ooh. Him before he goes to space on his fucking space mission. He's the one that went to space, right?
No,
I think
Lance.
Oh,
no, but he didn't make it to space. He just tried to go.
Oh. Poor guy.
Yeah.
He was hoping there was some pinging on the moon.
He even acted like a chimpanzee. Dressed up like
what?
What? To get on a space shuttle?
Yeah.
Did you? What?
How does that even make sense?
Because sometimes they send monkeys to space.
Did Lance Bass ever try to take Sway's helmet? Excuse me.
I don't know if I've ever seen Dara laugh this hard.
Get it out.
In the history of the show, I've never seen Dara. This is the first.
Noah's laughing so hard, I can't stop. So did Lance Bass ever try to get Sway's penis out of his helmet?
Never thought you'd say that sentence.
It's a new thing on the Ish Livecast every week. We break new ground
that's
every
right.
week. Oh, you ever see Lance
Tears.
Bass trying to get with Sway? No? Never?
I bet Sway would try to get with Lance Bass because he kind of looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
What? He looks like a chick a little bit.
Really?
I feel
so?
Like him and Ellen look like sisters. Like
he does look a little
sisters.
Like a lesbian, yeah. Chris Russo looks like an old lesbian
yes.
now.
Ugh, Chris Russo is another one. He what? Comes down the hallway like he's like thunder.
Yeah.
He just charges down the hallway and he wears his jeans so high up and you could see his butt sticking out.
Wow.
And his belly and he walks like a duck. He just waddles.
Wait, you see his butt sticking out even though his pants are way
no,
up?
No.
Like
he
just
he
like hikes his butt up?
Yeah.
Sort of
because he uses a belt and he ties it really tight.
See, I think that's like from what you're telling me, I feel like that's a work like he's putting on an effect. For you.
Yeah.
Because we saw him when we did the show at Sirius,
mm-hmm.
and there was no, like, you know, there's no one in the building at all.
Right, it was empty.
And he walked, like, we were sitting there setting up our shit, and he fucking waddles down the hall,
mm-hmm.
and he looked like the world's biggest fucking slob. Like, I had no idea it was Chris Russo
but
even.
But his pants were hiked up quite a bit, and they were
I didn't
sort
notice
tight.
That, but I noticed
yeah,
him, like, waddling, like looked like he was going to scratch his ass in a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, yeah. I'm sorry I interrupted Rob for a big sidebar there.
No, do we have a caller?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we do have a
take,
caller.
Let's
it's
take
Sway.
A caller.
He's upset at us. I do not have a chode, yo.
That
yo.
Was a good impression,
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
An angry Sway.
caller, what's the area code, Noah?
812.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
This is Niazi.
What?
Niazi.
What's up, Niazi?
What's up, Niazi?
Nothing up.
Oh, good.
That's okay. It. What do you want to talk
calling.
About? Do you have any questions about Sway?
Yeah. What do you think his penis looks like?
Who is this Sway? I don't know him.
I think it looks like a banana.
But he's black. I would
it's
be
a
like...
yellow.
So it's curved.
Black banana.
Oh, like an overripe
yeah.
banana? Like a when it goes
yeah,
brown?
Yeah.
Okay. Cracks himself up. I always think of him like the Andy Kaufman, like the foreign man when he talks.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I can sort of see that, yeah.
So what's up, Niazi?
Nothing is up. I'm just listening.
Oh.
I have something to say, but I forgot.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you'll be on the line, so if you
yep,
remember...
Yep, stop.
My top of my mouth.
If you remember, hang up and call us back so that we'll know you have something to say
yeah.
instead of just sitting there.
Okay. 1-1-1-1-1-1.
We said it 8 times, but I have to keep playing it.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, that's it. I won't do it 8 times.
By the way, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. That's not my phone number, right? That's the.
No. You are real high, man. You just like,
what?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if you are or not, but you look it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You look like you
about.
Need a nap.
I would like a nap.
Rob had a very long day, I guess.
Well, you're going to miss Mad Men if you take a nap.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to nap through the show and then wake
no,
up.
No, I would not. I will stick it through Mad Men.
Okay.
That's
Mad
what
Men?
He said, she said.
Stick it to Mad Men.
Through Mad Men.
Through Mad Men.
Into Mad Men.
You fans can stick it, brother.
So you wanted to talk about the Trayvon Martin.
Yes. So this kid, this African-American teenager in Florida was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch captain who had a gun.
By the way, his name is George Zimmerman. Doesn't he look like a Puerto Rican?
Well, they say that he is part Latin, but I don't know if it's adoption or mixed marriage or what. But yeah, he's not full Jew.
Yeah, we're not even a Jew.
Don't blame our people for this guy.
That's not that. I don't care. Seriously. Listen, the Jews cut up Libby Kletsky. I'm not putting them above the Puerto Ricans.
And in Florida, I mean, it's a whole different breed of
Jews. So then, since Fox News lets anyone on the air,
they
asked Geraldo Rivera for his professional insight on the matter.
Why?
And
urging the parents of black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their children go out wearing hoodies. Mm-hmm. I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death as George Zimmerman was.
You see, all right,
when
stop
you,
it.
When
Hold
you
on.
See a kid walking, Julia, when you see a kid walking down the street, wait, particularly a dark-skinned kid like my son Cruz, who I constantly yelled at when he was going out wearing a damn hoodie or those pants around his ankles.
It's so... It's okay to say don't wear a hoodie because people
hoodie
because people might that to me is reasonable. As it goes that far to say, if you wear certain things, there's racist idiots who will think you are going to rob them, and they will shoot you. That's a reasonable statement. Then when he goes, he's equally responsible as the guy that shot him. All right, now you went off into outer space for me.
And I, like later on Twitter, he said that his son like told him he was ashamed of him for having said this and included him in the whole thing. And like they're like on the outs now because of this.
Did his son get shot at all?
No.
Oh, all right.
Oh, leave his son out of it. Why does his son deserve to get shot?
Well, there's got to be some genetic. No one deserves it.
Take that hood off. People look at you and they what do they think? What's the instant identification? What's
I've
the
never
warm.
Thought of my life.
Yeah, someone was cold.
Yeah.
We live in New York.
Every time
have
you
ever did you connect hoodies with?
No, I own a zillion hoodies.
Yeah, I wear hoodies all the time.
Monica's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
I walk around with my.
Monica's gonna shoot me.
It's absurd.
I instantly become dangerous.
Get her, Darren.
She's still
is
alive.
Is that good?
Oh, I missed.
Those good dying sounds. She just won't die. She must be a zombie or something. your brain.
That was pretty good. She's wearing a very pink hoodie, by the way.
Yeah, she looks very scary.
But see, if you went to George Zimmerman's neighborhood and it was dark, you wouldn't be able to see that it was pink. So he would never know that you actually just like strawberry shortcake and not that, you know. She might think you're a thug. She might think you're a thug shorty.
Then he'll be really mad. People would be so mad that he killed strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. That would get more of a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting now. Actually, the first week this happened, people were saying that it's how dare you know this is not getting any reaction and fucking Coney. Everyone's all over Coney. You know.
And then that Coney guy got caught in San Diego naked jerking off on the sidewalk.
Oh, the Coney director.
Oh, yeah.
Coney too. Coney was with him on the next block.
But no, Coney was giving him a hand job.
Yeah. HJ. That guy was very gay, by the way. The guy who got caught. Do you have the video of him getting caught?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. First he walks down the street. This is the director of the guy who did the Coney video about Coney, like exposing Coney as a killer or whatever.
And his son was in the video, right?
Yes. And he's married with a kid and everything, but like a pet, he's really flaming, though.
Yeah.
Like, he walks down the block. And like, oh, no, Miss Thing. Oh, no. I don't want to hear that. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Like just screaming at nobody, but naked, like a drag queen.
Yeah, he's like in his little boxer shorts, and the way he's walking, he's like on. I don't know what he's on. It's like his body is like in a wave motion.
He walks like Chris
like
Russo.
Like Gumby. Like but, something stuck up his ass.
Yeah, but with no pants hiked up to his asshole.
Yeah,
Rob and I used to work for someone very briefly. Who had a wife and like three daughters and a girl dog.
Oh my God, yeah.
But he was so gay. Like, you could just tell because of his demeanor. But also, Rob was doing computer work for him in the office. Uh-huh. And we found that he was looking at like young boy porn.
Like,
remember that?
Underage boy porn?
God. How did you find that?
He didn't clear his cookies.
Oh. It was so easy. There was no.
If you just type
it.
B in the browser, it's like boy. Jerking.
Boy fucking. Boy sitting.
Horse fucking boy.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and then we found it and we're like, oh my God, what do we do?
Close it and never mention.
Clear his history. That's what we did.
I can't. So, and this is Jose you're talking about, right?
No.
Said used to work.
Oh, well. You find Jose in the Trucker Channel now, so yeah, used to. Right? That's
no one ever used to work.
It's not Jose.
Do not ruin my good thing, Sid.
Or my good thing. Go away.
Or Jose's good thing about not people not knowing that he's into little boys.
Oh, stop it. Stop
Jose
it.
Likes
it's
girls
not
way
true.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, it'll be little girls.
That's the cover.
He has daughters.
I know.
Hey, what are you saying?
Yeah, why go on the internet when you get the milk for free, right? Is that what your point is?
Oh,
I'm
going to
stop talking.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Enough. We're done.
Rob likes it.
No. I do not approve. Anyway. Rob likes Jose's daughters?
No. I have the footage of the Ben Kesey, the Coney documentary guy.
Yes.
Oh, what?
They can't really hear how gay it is because...
Why is the TMZ website censoring it?
Gay!
The internet.
You can't really hear how gay it is because you can't hear the whole thing like in context. Whatever. Trust me.
Try to reenact it.
Yeah. Whatever. It's not. I already did it once, so it's not worth it.
There's a naked meltdown loop.
Oh really?
Not. Oh.
That's my kid, baby.
What's this? Melting down?
Yeah, it's just...
We can't see it, Rob. We only hear it.
It's just me. I was trying to see if there's audio. I'm watching and
Hey, we... It's not like we can put this show together before we start.
Yeah, come on, Noah. Please.
What, you think we should fucking put more than 2 hours work into this every week? How dare you?
Chris Russo would.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
That's why he had to fire his whole staff on the air during the first year.
What a jerk.
He's like, I'm sorry, we're going to put a better product on the air, Mikey. Oh, no, Mikey.
Has it happened yet?
I don't know. I don't
the better product?
I have Sirius, and I don't listen to him.
No. God, I really can't deal with their attitude.
The only thing I listen to really is Howard Stern and Rob.
Oh,
you listen to me?
Not regularly, but I have listened to you.
Kane? Do you listen to Kane?
No.
I hate
Kane.
What are your thoughts on me?
I think you're good. I think you're paid to do a job there, and you do good at the job that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I take that.
I think you're like a standard radio DJ.
I like that you keep posting pictures of yourself on Instagram of you and like a mic next to your mouth.
Well, the reason is because like when I'm doing it, there's downtime where I'm just waiting for the computer to, you know, reconfigure itself.
So you take pictures of yourself.
So I just take a photo. Well, it's all what
he
am I?
He took this picture the other day. The camera was from below him, mm-hmm. and the mic was hovering in front of his mouth, and his lips were like pressed on the mic, and it looked so dirty.
That just shows how perverted your mind is, Noah.
Yeah, her mind is perverted.
That's all it is. That's all in your head.
I know what you were trying to. What thoughts you were trying to invoke in my head, Rob?
Yeah, you wish. Let's get to the caller.
We got two of them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an onslaught.
203, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, Dan from Connecticut.
Oh, we're going to have to.
Sorry, Connecticut caller. We're going to need 1 second to reconnect.
361?
361? No.
Hello?
No. Give us 1 second.
Stay there.
Yeah, we have to reconnect.
Dang it.
Our phone lines are. Show you the photo.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me that you don't think a dirty thought when you see it, Darren.
Scroll all past all the dick pics. Darren doesn't want to see those.
Yeah, I'll make sure to not show any
don't
of the
type B in the search bar.
Let's try 203 again.
Okay. Hello, 203. You're on the air.
Yeah. I had a question for Sid.
Yep, what's up?
Wait, who is, what's your name first?
Dan.
What's up, Dan?
I had a question for Sid.
Go for it.
All right. I was wondering what your favorite Tegan and Sarah song was.
My favorite Tegan and Sarah song. I have a few. I don't know. It depends. As I listen to the albums, it changes. I don't know that I necessarily have like one specific one.
Name to
All right. Name like your top five or something like that.
Now I have to go and look at the track listing because...
You're a Tegan and Sarah hipster. You can't even name a song.
Well, I think that's all there is Tegan and Sarah hipsters.
That's a good point.
Tegan.
Very true.
Say some other stuff about yourself while I look
What's
up
your
the...
favorite Tegan and Sarah song?
My favorite Tegan and Sarah song is a song called His Love that is located only on an audiobook.
Oh, are you being serious or are you being a comedian right now?
Why would dead serious. This guy, Augustine Burroughs, wrote a book, and one of them liked the book, so they wrote a song, and they only included it in the audiobook.
He's a bigger Tegan and Sarah fan than I am. That much is established.
He doesn't like any of the songs on any of the albums. No. He just likes audiobooks. He likes songs that are playing audiobooks.
That's so strange. Hop a Plane is up there for me. Hop a Plane.
Solid choice.
Damn right.
Solid choice.
It's like the Roger Ebert of lesbian folk music.
It's more like pop than folk, I would say.
What other kind of folk music is there?
I just like to say, I like
Speak
only,
Slow, Wake Up Exhausted are good.
I like only Tegan and Sarah songs that are recorded on hand-cranked gramophone. All these vinyl things are way too popular.
So is this Augustine Burroughs thing, is it pop, one of their poppier songs, or is it one of their slower, sadder
songs? It's one of their more sophisticated songs, I would say. I feel like it's considerably intelligent compared to what is typical of the music.
I don't know
is
what
that
means.
Is there a guitar solo?
Is there any guitar solos? No. They're not capable of guitar solos.
There's no noodling.
Thank goodness.
No, you've clearly not acquainted with Tegan and Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She doesn't like music with women in it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. No, it's not right.
Well, you don't read most of, like...
I like Epica. And I like...
Elastica.
Trail of Tears has a woman. singer.
No, but I'm saying like women playing in. Do you have any bands that you like where women play the instruments?
There are no women who play instruments in good bands, at least.
Well, see, there you go. That says it all.
In Sifrum?
What?
In Sifrum?
In Sifrum?
Well, there's the keyboardist, but...
The violinist and the string. There's a string.
Noah, what about Arch Enemy? You like them?
Yeah.
Okay, there's one with a female singer.
Kitty?
But you said instrumental.
But I'm saying, like, Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Kitty?
Please.
Lenny Kravitz's drummer?
Yeah, sure.
That lady with the fro?
Oh, I like her, but not for her drumming. She's a fucking piece of ass. Actually, I don't know. That was 20 years ago. She might be nasty
a while,
now.
Yeah.
I never knew what her face looked like because she always wore glasses.
Kid Rock's drummer? Yeah. That was a chick, right?
Kid Rock is a chick, right?
Yeah, that's more likely.
All right, well, any other questions for Sid?
Oh, no, I think I'm content.
That's a very good call, I have to say.
Where in Connecticut are you?
Stratford.
Okay. I was in Connecticut last year, but not Stratford.
Clearly, it doesn't affect me.
Much going on here.
No, well, that's Connecticut in general.
Yeah. Yep.
He also has a good female musician, Blackguard. Their drummer is a girl, and she's amazing.
There you go, see?
Wait.
There you go.
Blackguard. Has
about
a female drummer?
That band you were going to start with Sean and Avi from Grudegrind.
Sean is supposed to write songs, but he has too much MTV stuff to do.
Also, I once asked Avi, like, hey, Avi, what was the name of your band with Sean again? He's like, I don't know.
He's
so
no
like,
band.
I'm just humoring.
That's what I was going to say. Sean's like, oh, what do we do this band?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's get us together. Yeah, great.
You and me just now, that was the real conversation that they had.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for your call. We got another call.
That's why Sean did.
No problem.
Hold on.
Later.
He's on the other line trying to get Avi on the phone.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, let's go to 361.
Sean sounds like James sometimes, actually. I just realized. Because the two impressions are the same.
361, you're on the air.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Andy. I'm from Texas.
Hello, Andy from Texas.
Hi. Since we're talking about black people in Florida, have you seen this video line of this crazy black girl who snaps at a college professor?
No, I didn't. What did she? What happened? Tell us.
Apparently, this professor was talking about evolution or something, and this black girl asked her, "Why does evolution kill black people?" And the professor didn't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
So she. She got real, if you want to say it like that.
I have the clip.
All right. Okay, is this good for radio, caller?
No.
Yeah, you can't really tell. It's just the cell phone. No.
It's just yelling, yeah. No, but it's funny, though. Is she, like, being religious? Like, what was the context of that?
I don't know.
Was she being religious? What's the... Like, why did she get upset?
A black girl gets upset when she isn't given the answer to an evolution question. She decides to go berserk and vividly insult everyone.
Do you think, like average, everyday black people just cringe when they see something like that? Because I know that's how I am with Jews. Like, when Jews start acting like stereotype Jews, like they bend over to pick up a nickel or something, like, or, like, my landlord who's, like, a real, you know, like a hard-ass, like, cheap guy. Like, when I see that, I'm like, oh, man, everyone's going to fucking think all Jews are like that.
Yeah, or when the fathers, like, start fucking their daughters.
Oh, well, that's pretty much, yeah. That's another Jewish thing.
On 9/11?
but... Yeah, like just when they see a fucking like a regular educated black guy sees that and the bitch is like fucking evolution. Oh, why you don't see that evolution kill black people? I don't know. I would be very embarrassed.
I assume they go through their lives very embarrassed.
Oh well.
All right, so that's that.
But yeah, I mean, we'd need more backstory on the whole. I mean, if her rant was at a Wendy's, it would be more stereotypical. It's like at a college.
Yeah,
so
well, but
who knows? Who knows?
Well, I guess that means she is educated if she's going to college.
I guess that doesn't
really. Well, I'm going to college.
No, it looked like she looked like she was dressed normally.
Listen, I went to college with a lot of stupid fucking people.
Yeah.
Of all
races.
Yeah. Just because you're in class.
I'm sitting across from one of the stupid people I went to college
with. It's Rob. You can't see us, but it's Rob.
Wait a minute, but I'm sitting across from you, Sid. What do you mean?
Noah had to say that it wasn't her. Like, Rob's across from Sid, not me.
No, because I can see you, but the people listening can't see.
I don't think I was in any classes with you, Noah, was I?
You did go to Brooklyn College.
Yeah.
We were just in the radio.
Yeah,
together.
But I had a class or two with Rob, so I could speak.
How was Rob in class?
Asleep.
What class was it?
It was.
We had a philosophy.
Yeah.
Did you know each other before that?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was me, Rob, Barry, and Eve. We all went.
Do we have a Rodman class together, or a TV production class?
We might have. I'm not sure.
But aren't you like 6 years older than Rob or something?
Yeah. No, you're 2 years old.
This was like a general elective, and they were like, "Yeah, we're taking this." Like, sure.
Okay, I just thought you were done with school when Rob.
No, I was.
No, we met in college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We met at Brooklyn College Radio. That's how we knew each other.
Okay.
How much older are you?
Are you really?
Sid is 3 years older than me.
Oh, 3 years. Okay.
Right.
I'm 32. Yeah.
Copy.
Oh wait, so 4 years. I'm 83.
Okay.
It's fascinating.
Didn't you graduate high school early or something?
Yeah, I skipped it.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh.
You're a genius. You wouldn't scream about evolution in a class.
Please continue talking about how smart
I am. Let's take the next caller.
Yeah, please.
Next caller, please tell me how smart I am.
831.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hello?
Oh, they
Hi.
Have a child in the background.
Who is this?
I'm a former caller. The loggy thing, the great apex.
What?
You're a former caller, so you're no longer a caller?
I've taken a break from you guys for a while because of busy related things, and I'm calling back to see what you guys are up to.
Oh, wow.
Do you know that you can download our show and listen to it?
At your leisure?
Yeah.
I have done that. I'm just waiting to actually get through all of them.
He wanted to ask us personally how we're doing. Which
No. I was actually calling to tell you guys a story because we're all on crazed religious insanity. So I had a story that I thought you guys would find interesting.
Please do. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a Southern Pennsylvania church that's kidnapping its young members to get them ready to be missionaries in other countries. So, and they traumatized a couple of them, and I thought you guys would find that entertaining.
So they're kidnapping them as training for if they're actually kidnapped.
They have an off-duty police officer and a retired army captain, and they kidnap their 14 to 17-year-old members and put them in the back of a van and interrogate them and try to, I guess, get them ready for what they might see in other countries.
Jeez. Well, religious people are insane.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, I feel like once you join that group, whatever happens to you.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
That's bad parenting. No, not to a 14 to 17-year-old, though. They're not responsible.
Well, maybe that'll
that.
Scare them out of that religion.
Maybe.
Like,
that would
really
be a good...
this is what these fuckers are doing to me. Fuck this shit.
But I can't say fuck them, because a lot of those kids just from birth are bombarded with this stupidity, you know?
I suppose.
And it's hard to... well, listen, I'm a compassionate
I broke free.
Person.
My parents tried to make me all Jewy when I was a little kid, and I'm like, fuck that, no.
Wait, your parents are really Jewy?
No, but they wanted me to be.
What? That makes no sense.
Well,
I would be like, fuck you,
they,
you didn't have to go through this
shit. They
grew
up in Russia where you sort of weren't really allowed to be Jewish. Like, we're going to come to America, and we're going to raise a kid, and he'll be allowed to be as Jewish as possible.
Them not doing it.
Well, they didn't know what the fuck. They're dumbasses. But, So they tried to study like Hebrew school and stuff and all that. And like rabbis would call the house and try to convince me. I'm like, no, I want to stay home playing video games.
I feel so bad for you. You didn't have to do it. It didn't last long
because they realized.
Did you wear tzitzis?
Oh,
that's so wrong.
It was never that extreme. It was just like once, like on the weekend.
Can you
imagine? A couple months. And I was like, fuck this.
Did you actually read from the Torah?
No, never got that far. I don't even remember what we did. I just remember there was a really annoying kid that wanted to be my friend. And like my parents had him come over a few times and like guilted me into it. I'm like, I don't like this kid. Please.
Do you know the lyrics to the song? Oh, it's not on anymore. There it is.
Can you imagine if Sid would became Jewish and grew up like in that you know, culture or whatever?
Be fucking weird.
Wow. Complete opposite of who he is today.
He'd be hanging out with Shlomo.
I would be one of those like ultra orthodox rabbis that like says nobody is Jewish enough. And just, this is all Jew.
You would be an elitist, true. Much
yeah,
like
yeah.
You are an elitist.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly. Like
you would drive a van around picking up prostitutes.
Wait, I do
getting
that now.
Getting hand jobs while you're delivering Torahs to all the synagogues.
That works.
This would be your soundtrack.
Beetle, beetle, beetle.
This is worse.
That's one nice ice cream truck.
What? I don't know.
That sounds like that
I remember call. When I worked in the health food store.
Uh-huh.
There
you
was
got a
like,
lot of jobs.
Remember that? That was when I met you. You worked there, right?
Yeah, I worked in the health food store, and in the back they had a cafe, and it was a kosher cafe. So the guys who ran it were these two like really gross religious guys, but not Orthodox. Like they wore like jeans and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there was one guy. His name was Abe, and he was this fat gingery guy
uh-huh.
who was always sweating. And then there was another guy. His name was Sion, and he was like this Persian guy.
Isn't that a music fest?
Sion.
Yeah.
It's the one they go to Israel. They call it Sion.
And they were so perverted. And I remember one time, I don't know how, I got into a conversation with Abe, the fat ginger. And we were talking about women's breasts. And he's like, you know what I always say? If it's more than a handful, it's too much.
Yeah. See, he agrees with
it's
Sid.
A waste.
You shouldn't get
it's
breast
a waste.
Implants.
No, that's not, it's not the same.
Why?
If it's more than a handful naturally, then that's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Just don't. If you don't have more than a handful, don't add. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what if they want
but
to be more awesome?
Can you imagine this like boring. Disgusting, like
he was
greasy?
To get with you.
Ugh. And he was married to this fat, fat, fat lady who was so conservative and ugh.
So he's like the comic book guy, fat ginger, right?
Yeah, but, you know, there's something endearing about the comic book guy. There was
really?
Nothing endearing about Abe.
I feel like comic book guy is the most repellent character on that show, isn't he?
I know, but he's a big nerd, so I have a thing for nerds.
Okay. Oh, I know an Israeli guy that you would have loved, but you were probably two at the time, because I'm way older than you.
Who?
There's this friend of mine. I haven't spoken to him in, like, 15 years, but he was a guitarist, and he was Israeli, and his name was Tzvi.
You know, I have to say, I don't like Israeli guys.
His name was Svi, but he looked like Alexei Leho.
Really? Blonde?
Yeah. Yeah. But he was like dirty blonde, I guess. But other than that, he looked like him.
Find him on Facebook. Maybe he can make a hookup here.
Now he just works at a kosher cafe.
I don't know his last name, but you could just spam every fucking like Jewish guy named Svi and try it, see if it's them.
She probably is already Facebook friends with all of them. Yeah. All you Israelis are in a club.
Plus, he's probably 45. He's older than me.
Noah's cool with that.
Yeah, as long as he has a job.
Yeah, you like Dave Mustaine, so.
I don't like Dave Mustaine anymore. It's over.
Oh, stop it. You wouldn't bang Dave Mustaine if he was here right now.
Maybe if it was like 20 years ago.
All right, Dave, come out.
Or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. He seems like he would be so like stiff and like not wanting to do anything funny.
Get the FBI to put a gun on you. Get on top, bitch.
What the fuck? That was like fucking
right.
Hulk Hogan.
Sorry.
I was robbed.
Sorry, that's my inner fantasy just talking out.
You've been watching that sex tape too much, Rob.
Too much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we still have our caller.
Grunt.
He's like, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm alive, man.
All right, let me do the jokes. So what else is on your mind? What's going on?
I don't know. I've been wondering why you guys have never had a full lineup in the last couple of weeks. Is Sean really that busy masturbating in Doritos bag back at Sirius or MTV, where the fuck he works?
It's because of Sean why we haven't had a full lineup. We're mostly here every week, except for a couple of, like Rob went on that show, but... That festival.
Yeah, if I'm not here, it's because I'm doing something else for metal injection.
Yeah.
Yeah, eating barbecue. Mm.
Wow.
For metal injection.
He can't be working.
Put it on your titties.
But mostly it's Sean.
Hmm.
Sean's missed like six out of the last 10 shows.
Yeah, we really enjoy doing the show. Something that we look forward to
doing. I don't
know.
Do you think he doesn't enjoy it? I think he enjoys it.
I think he's into it.
I think when he's here, he's into it, but like he probably feels like, oh, I got to go all the way to Brooklyn.
He sees it as a chore, you think?
He sees it as a chore until he gets here.
This in Manhattan.
Manhattan. Hell's
not
Kitchen.
That difficult.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, we know that.
He lives on 2347.
Yeah, I don't know where he lives.
On Gresham
Not even
Street.
Close to where he lives, thank goodness. Yeah, because he has a lot of fanboys, man. He would get stalked.
I drive here from Queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
you're committed.
If you really want to stalk Sean, just hang out at the MTV offices in Times Square.
Go to the TRL.
And if you look like a 14-year-old boy, he'll probably come up and talk to you.
Yes!
Girlfriend would be into it.
Yeah.
That's the only way he would talk to
you. Not even just, I know you're making a sexual joke, but I think he would talk to, like, because he likes adoration, you know.
Yeah.
If you do like one of those like screen iron on screen prints of Sean's face,
oh my god,
on your shirt, he would love it.
He would love it. He would go nuts. He'd get a tattoo of you wearing that shirt.
How can I buy one?
We would.
I'd get that on my face.
I'm surprised Sean doesn't have his own face tattooed on himself.
Yeah.
He will. I'm sure.
Can we get that petition going?
I got that on my balls right now.
So now
on my ball sack.
He's got the girlfriend now, so she might put the clamp on excessive tattooage.
That's right. She is normal.
I would get a tattoo of my face on my ball sack, but I'm not allowed.
He already has them, but we just don't know.
I'm not allowed. Chicago thing.
Chicago.
Yeah. Up, Bears.
Get a Scottie Pippen tattoo.
But in drag. In drag.
Just a high top.
A Scottie Pippen silhouette.
Yeah, with Sway's dick. Oh, in God. The high top.
How did Sway get in this?
I don't know. Just
Sway gets in everything.
Swayed with his chode.
Always full circle.
That's what Sean should get a tattoo of. And then walk around on TV waiting for Sway to be like, hey, isn't that mine?
Yeah. I just asked what happened to the Googler.
I don't know.
He hasn't been around forever.
Oh, by the way, Noah, you have been asked whether you would bang Modest Yahoo.
Ugh.
Yeah, Modest Yahoo wouldn't bang Noah because he's perfectly religious.
That's true. And I feel like he doesn't take care of his area. He's
probably
really hairy.
He's a fucking Orthodox kid, though. That's
I know.
The thing.
See, you have such specific thoughts about, like, Sway's junk and Modest Yahoo's junk. What would be your summary of Rob's? Like,
oh, no.
What you think of our junk.
But be honest, don't
make
a radio joke.
Obviously
don't make a radio joke.
I model it after how you take care of your hair.
Okay.
So Rob has a big fuzzy one with some silver streaks.
All right, that's his bush.
Untrue. Untrue.
Yeah.
Darren?
Well, what about his junk, too, though? That's just
well,
good.
We now know that it's, like, uneven, and he has, like, a weird flap underneath.
He's got a unicorn horn.
Yeah.
He has floppy knees.
It looks totally fine
it looks
when it's
like,
erect.
Pick or it didn't happen.
It looks like Dumbo.
Well,
his ears just flap.
Mine was already
flap.
Discussed. I already said that I trimmed mine, so.
Yeah, my pubis is very trim.
Darren probably has, like, some, like, Landon cool
strip.
Design, yeah.
No design.
Mets logo.
No design.
A Brazilian, as they say.
Darren is very, like, symmetrical,
yes.
Trimmed.
Yes, you nailed it.
Buzzed very close to the skin, but there's still a little bit of a shadow.
I have to say there's, like, a patch. I
have a Hitler mustache.
No, I see it more of, like a vertical strip.
No, I don't. I leave it. I just, anything to the sides I get completely rid of. Because it looks gross. It looks like
and
a garden.
And
Sid.
How do you feel about
Sid? Actually, I see whatever his beard is, you just move it down.
Longer.
Longer?
Yeah.
Really?
The same color?
Yeah, darker, I think.
Okay.
Darker.
My pubic color. Hair is lighter than my facial hair.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
I don't know why.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, very strange. And I've had like 2 or 3 gray pubic hairs since I was like fucking, since I've had pubic hair, like 11 years
you
old.
You'll pluck them?
No. Why?
They're good luck.
None of my pubis are gray, by the way.
It's not
you
like the...
on Rob's soda can.
It's
oh
not
God.
Like the whole thing is gray. It's like there's 2 of them. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I would feel so old if I started to get gray. Oh,
yeah, I would too if I just started when I was like 35, but I've had them since I was a kid, you know? Yeah.
Sometimes in my eyebrow, I get like one like clear hair and it will grow really, really long.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll just pluck it out and then it won't grow in for like 3 months.
Did you ever have a gray hair? Like, would that freak you
just
out?
Just that like albino hair on my eyebrow.
No, I mean like a hair.
No.
Okay. Is that going to freak you out when you get that?
No. I want, like, I wish I could bleach my hair white.
You can.
I could, but it's
black.
Really
like
bad.
You look like an X-Men.
Yeah.
It's Storm.
With, like, that silver white hair?
Yeah.
You could do it. It just takes a long time.
Right.
All
right.
I don't want to interrupt the party, but Mad Men, going to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Okay.
That's so. Okay.
You're going to have everyone listening to the archive running to their TV.
One final question.
Which, by the way, it will be on because it's A&E. It's on every fucking day.
Yeah. Good. Dusty Rhodes List asks, would Noah bang Joe Franklin?
Noah doesn't know who Joe Franklin is.
I feel like
is,
we must
but...
have asked Noah that at some point on this show, right? We've mentioned Joe Franklin before.
Joe Franklin.
I'm not sure I know who that is.
Oh, come on now.
Darren's done. Question multiple times.
Talk this is Joe Franklin. We're very happy to. Yeah.
A local talk show.
Yes.
Well, oh, ew, guys.
She looked it up.
Why would I even, like, have a thought?
Because he's so
Joe
charming.
It might help your career. He's a broadcasting professional.
Yeah,
he's
for terrestrial
legend.
Radio.
Oh!
Ah, there you
he
go.
Was on TV, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was on television. Anyway, this concludes. Another edition of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
We were brought to you this week by our good friends at Stripes' Matz's.
Dr. Zizmore. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore, for clearing my face.
By the way, everyone who does not live in New York, please Google Joe Franklin and watch a video of him because...
They're going to tell him to Google Dr. Zizmore.
Yeah,
no.
We're going to Dr. Zizmore. Right.
What we are doing now is Joe Franklin's exact show.
Yes.
The live cast? Yes.
No, the impression we just did of him. All this right. is his theme song, by the way. That
well,
was a joke.
We have a better one.
Let's get out of here. We'll be back next week. We're 2 hours earlier, 5 to 7 Eastern, because we're gonna or 4:50 to 6:50, but we're gonna be watching WrestleMania, so that's why. Good stuff for the archive listeners. Don't matter. You'll actually get the show a little earlier. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks, Monica, for sitting in.
Yeah,
you
for
were
making
a great
an
guest.
Effort.
Thanks for wearing that.
3 hours.
You've been here just as many episodes as Sean this year, I would say.
Yeah.
So
I'm like an honorary member.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like our bench, like our sixth guy. You're the sixth guy on the team.
You're now moved up past Sean.
Yeah, Sean's sixth mic.
You've been here more shows than Sean the last 2 months.
Yeah. All right. So let's get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Are you just going to end it like this?
No. We're playing a song.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
I won't regret saying this thing that I'm saying. Is it better than keeping my mouth shut? That goes without saying. Call maybe you would have been something I'd be good at. But now we'll never know. Won't be sad in case I'll go there every day. To make myself feel bad, there's a chance I'll start. Just to want a stuff thing to do.
Oh, good.